Hey. Hey, Rosie. How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing good.
That's good.
How are y'all doing?
Y'all? As in the audience?
How are ya? You guys tell us, text us, whatever. Get a hold of us. Find us on the Google, the Googles, and the Apples, podcasts, and Stitchers. And you can find us on...
Oh, yeah, that's all the places, right?
Yeah.
Apple, Pod, Google, Break, CastBox, Cast Breaker, mm-hmm. Pocket Breaker, Cast, Spotify, Stitcher. Right?
Yeah.
I got
those things.
And don't forget to support us on Anchor.
Please.
We could do applauses or some shit like that. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Could follow us.
We're begging, poor people.
That's where I see everything. So just so you guys know, that's where I see everything. Oh. So I'll see all that love that you guys give us.
Love it back.
But you didn't ever, or yeah, you did, right? You answered my question of how you were today.
I'm pretty sure I was good. I had a pretty good day. You know what happened?
What happened?
I made something bad happen.
All right. Was it with me?
No, it was before you.
Oh, okay.
My bed's all messed up. So if I lay down on it, like going to sleep facing like the wall, I'm fine. But if I switch it and I like watch TV in bed for a little bit, it hurts my back for the rest of the day.
Oh, is your back hurting?
The lower back a little bit. But it's like, you know what I found helps it? If I walk on the balls of my feet.
If you walk on your balls.
Yeah, man. It's like, that takes all the pain away from my back. I don't even notice any back pain as long as I walk on my balls.
That's how you do it. Dr. Rhodesy for you.
Yeah.
Walk on balls.
But yeah, I need that robot spine coming down the pipeline, please.
We need it now. Get on it.
They're already working on, what is it, putting that... You can put a device in the brain and it hooks it up to a special... It has to be a specialized computer. So a person could type. Not like type. I think they have to click on like one individual key at a time, but you're basically thinking where the mouse is going to be moving.
Oh,
it's like
okay.
You can control a mouse. So like move it directionally like that.
So basically
in.
Tony Stark.
You're pretty much Tony Stark.
That's awesome.
Let's be honest. You're closer to Rhodes right now. Oh, Rhodey. Yeah. You forgot about that. War Machine's pilot's name is Rhodey. Connections. Because he got messed up in the last movie and he like couldn't fight.
I don't like
Anywho's. But then we had a good day because we like got together early. We hung out. It was super fun.
Yeah. So let's talk about that day today.
Oh, I guess so.
You know what we're going to talk about?
Tell me. Just start it up.
We're going to talk about Game Over video games and how our experience was going there. And then we're going to talk about our awesome experience at
Jimmy John's.
That's
Jimmy John's. We're not getting promoted for any of this stuff yet. But
hopefully.
Jimmy John's, get a hold of me. Game Over, get a hold of Joseph.
Yeah, so today we went to, was it Bandera Road?
I don't know, man. You were following the directions. It just kept telling us to stay left.
Yeah.
Stay left.
So if anyone's heading there, just stay left and you'll get there. And we got there. We looked around. We basically window shopped the whole day because I'm low on funds. I don't know why. Rosie just has money come out of his butt.
Yeah, for food money, man. I paid for our food and that was it.
Thank you.
That was all about. You were going to buy half of the freaking game store. Game over.
But
store.
I didn't.
But you didn't.
And it was only going to be like $9. So.
No, it wasn't each one.
Yeah,
thing.
It was.
They were like, they would have come out plus. Did they not apply tax there?
No.
It
would come out like $10.
You know what I was surprised by? But I guess it makes sense that they didn't have like a tiny at the Game Over, which is awesome, video game store. Mostly retro video games and stuff. They had a pretty nice selection. But I was hoping for like a little soda machine that had like Nerd Energy and like Jolt, you know, Mr. Pibb, Extreme, whatnot.
That would be cool.
I was surprised that they didn't have any of those Amiibos. That's what they're called.
Yeah,
right?
I was pretty surprised.
That was surprising,
too.
But they had Skylanders, like a whole section to Skylanders. Like,
you should have got them.
Pushing Skylanders.
Don't you like Skylanders?
I do, but they were like the Monito ones, the very small ones. And they look cool, and they were like, a lot of them were, honestly, there was this one pretty neat looking one, where it was like a mushroom shooting another mushroom with a slingshot. Like, he had a mushroom in his slingshot, and he was also a mushroom. He was basically launching his child at your face. It was cool. And
they had
an almost Spyro dragon.
Yeah, you looked at it, and you went, oh, sweet Spyro.
Turned him around.
You're like, that's not Spyro.
Disappointments.
But I almost bought a couple of games.
Oh, yeah, what were they?
I think it was Dark Angel. for the PS2.
Dark Angel Vampire Apocalypse.
Yeah, how did you remember that?
Because I looked it up, man. I was like, well, when I first looked it, I thought it was Dark Angel, the TV show.
Uh-huh.
And they did have a few movies in there, but not in that spot. I thought maybe it was mislabeled, so I picked it up. I thought the cover art looked pretty good. Flipped it to the back. I thought the video game graphics looked pretty decent. And so whenever you said you were interested in it, I decided to look up a review, even though you didn't want to. And it looked like they're about middle of the road, which to me says it's actually probably, it's either going to be, that's the hit or miss games, that you're either going to be like, was it my cup of tea? Or the enough people screwed up to say, I think it was pretty decent.
I don't know. I was for five was pretty, bucks. Yeah, it was 5 bucks.
I would have gotten it for you for $5, but I didn't want you to feel uncomfortable, and I also didn't feel like getting it.
I didn't want you to get it for me.
I didn't want you to want me to get it for you.
Okay. I didn't want you to want me to want you to get it for you.
But you know what I did want?
What?
I want you to want me. I need
to get it for you.
You need
did
me.
Did you want me to get it for you? I would have got it for you.
I just like that song.
But, and then the other game was Human. No.
Wasn't Deus Machina?
No, Deus Ex.
What was the other one? Was it Deus Ex? Were you going to get that one?
Yeah.
And that one is basically you're a dude who got jacked up, so you needed robot parts, and then you got to fight people for your robot parts.
Yeah, and it's like super stealthy game. I played it when I was younger, and I remember, I vividly remember this memory that I remember. Do you remember this memory that I remember?
I don't have that ability yet.
Okay. So, I remember my brother and my cousin. No. My brother and his friends, they're outside playing basketball. And I was inside, not playing basketball, but playing games on my Xbox 360. And I was playing Deus Ex Human Evolution, which is the one on Xbox 360. I don't remember which one it is in the series. I think it's like the third one, maybe? I don't know.
No idea. Don't care.
Or second one?
Deus Ex. All right. That's from the term Deus Ex Machina, which is like Latin, that means the ghost in the machine. So just Deus Ex would just mean the ghost or the god. Oh, it means the god of the machine, because Deus is God, right?
I have no clue where you're going.
I'm just asking. That's the name of the freaking game.
Really? Isn't so that's what it means? Deus?
D-E-X. I don't know.
D-U-S? Deus. Deus. I used to call it Deus Ex.
Yeah, that works for me.
Deus Ex. Deuces. But yeah, I was kind of looking into getting it again. Had a nice cover. It was like one of those covers that you slip on.
Oh, and yeah.
Like I super loved stuff like that. Because
it's fancy.
Only, that's the shitty part with me, I guess, is that.
The novelty got you.
Yeah. I was going to get it literally just because I like the case. And I do that with a lot of games. One of my favorites, Metroid on the Wii, as my favorite game case cover. Guys didn't know. I don't think you guys want to know, but yeah, it's
that's
fine.
I've heard that's like the worst one most people dislike in the series.
They don't like anything on the
they're
Wii.
They're fun. Yeah, yeah. I've heard that it's a pretty fun game, but they people who are fans of Metroid didn't enjoy it because it felt like it was more out of the world. It was a first. Wasn't that a first-person shooter? And you're shooting like bugs floating down the road at you. They said it was cartoony.
No, no.
It was a complaint.
It is Metroid Prime, and it is all the Metroid games. It was a Metroid Prime trilogy, which is 1, 2, and 3, which came out. 1 and 2 came out on the GameCube, and the third one came out. Was it still on the GameCube? I don't know. I think it was still on. I think all of them were on the GameCube. And they had the triple deluxe thingy on the Wii. And the Wii also had the other one, Other M. I think that's what it's called. Yeah, the other one. The Other M. So it was pretty good. But yeah, I owned it on the GameCube, and I played it on the GameCube all the time, and then I think I lost it.
Listen, why are you telling me like I'm your parent? I don't give a shit if you lost it. Congratulations.
But it's sad. Because I loved it.
You know what? You didn't lose it. Your parents took it away because they were sick of you playing that shit.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What else did I play when I was little? Sonic. Did you play Sonic?
Not as much, honestly. It was like, what's the point of a speed game if there's constantly obstacles in your way? It's easier to speed run Mario, and he's faster anyway.
Have you seen speed runs of Sonic?
Yeah. They're
fucking amazing.
Congratulations. Okay, so a Deus Ex Machina.
So you've been spending this whole time looking up Deus?
God out of the machine. So Deus Ex, it's a plot device where seemingly basically stuff happens. Yeah, whatever.
Wow. Okay. Stuff happens.
This game isn't freaking catching my eye, is what I'm trying to say. What do you do that's so damn good in it?
It's stealthy. You're basically playing Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You give me, oh man, we're going to give you awesome robot limbs and superpowers and now sneak around.
And then you get a gun.
Oh my God. But you don't get to use it because it's so stealthy?
Yeah.
I wouldn't
use the stealth as much because I just go in there. A gun's a blazing.
I'm just going to look up the premise.
Your premise.
It's a stealth shooter.
Yeah, exactly what I said. You're in there with a gun.
It says I could play it on Android.
Play it.
Nah, I don't really want to.
If you could buy any console, what would it be? Maybe I'll get it for you.
Oh, man. Honestly, like, I'm not 1,000,000% into any one right now. I'd like a PC game, and not to play PC games. I'll just play like cheap little emulators and like text adventures on there. I want like a curved fucking screen. I want liquid cooled, you know, freaking motherboard separated like 3 feet away from each other and shit. So like there's impossible heating. I'm gonna play damn Minecraft on there. Not on the fancy servers either. I mean, I'm going to go to like something where like they got like
do a single player,
like a daycare, like in Romania, lets their kids play on it. So everything's just dumb.
Wow.
Yeah. Just like just waste my system's ability.
So you don't want me to get you a console, I guess.
I'll get you a console. Oh, you know what? Actually does seem pretty enjoyable. The Switch. That does. I like the honestly, I'm going to give it to the Switch for making me like, well, I would love every system. And so I could like switch around if I had the funds for it, like dream style, but the Switch seems to have the most versatility. I like the idea that I can carry it around. I like the idea that I could play with multiple people more than like I could just pull off two controllers and boom, me and some other people could have fun. That it can connect to the TV, so I'm not limited to the screen in front of me. And that I could buy extra controllers and have up to four people play on a lot of games. That there's a bunch of really cheap, simple games like that one. Honestly, like Nintendo. You guys did a great job.
Nintendo, literally, sponsor us. Because look how much...
No, they don't sponsor nobody. They don't sponsor nobody.
That'd be awesome if they sponsored just some little podcast called the Thumbs Up Cast.
That would be fantastic.
Everyone was like, what the fuck? Why didn't they sponsor us?
They don't even talk about them that much. It'd be like, yes.
Yes, we do. We love you, Nintendo.
What if we got our own amiibos?
We love you, Shigeru Miyamoto.
We get our own amiibos. And they were separate, but you can connect them together to form one super amiibo.
And each of us had a different thumb up.
Yes! We snap together, they go together. Yay. Guys, come on. You're just like, you're wasting money not hiring us.
Get on it.
Get down on it. Get down on it. I had a quick question. It's not really, it is kind of connected because... At Game Over, they had a bunch of retro stations. Oh, man, some of them were beautiful. They had, like, wood paneling on them. Like, the cheap plastic, probably actually a little bit of wood paneling in there, like particle board on them. One of them had, like, a keyboard on the freaking console. One of them had, like, two separate numerical, I don't know what you'd call them, like, calculators on them. It just, like, went 1 through 9 on one side and 1 through 9 on the other.
I think that's
it was beautiful. It was really good. Whenever wood wasn't used ironically.
They look really nice. The Ataris with the wood on them.
Yeah.
Look really nice.
And then they of course had like the Nintendo Super. I don't see a Nintendo in there. Mm-mm. I saw a Super Nintendo, I believe, but not originally.
There wasn't an NES?
There was not an NES. Really? They sold it.
They used to have it.
They must have. And I remember I heard them talking over the phone because I'm an eavesdropper that they had sold a few other things relatively quickly, and one that they were surprised because it had been sitting there for a while. But my question is, you have an NES and a Super Nintendo
classic,
but those are they're not really the classic. It's the small actual, like, I don't want to say emulator, but it is an emulator. Yeah. They are emulators.
You can add more.
That was my question. Can you, like, how do you do that? Like, is there a thing that pops open?
You just connect it to the computer, and someone already did all the hard work for you.
Wait,
and
now it's not official? It's just through another person?
No, it's through another person. So it's at your own risk.
Oh, shit.
But the guys that I have watched that do it said that it's pretty much 99% of the time it's going to be okay. Like, it was just that 1% that maybe something might happen. Maybe with your computer or something that it just, like, fries your Nintendo or something. And to be fair, it's not a $300 system. So it'll be okay. Because it's like it's $60, which is still a lot that you can mess up, but at least it's not more. You know, not your whole computer that messes up. And
let's be 1,000,000% fair. Do you have you heard of Raspberry Pi?
Yes.
You could make a Raspberry Pi emulator.
I've heard a lot of
try it out on there. And then just see, like, okay, it's not going to fry my... It didn't fry this. It's not going to fry my classics. My actual systems. Let's do it.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of comparisons, like... But a lot of people are like, well, this... It's different. You know,
it is different because...
It is a collector's item.
It's a collector's item. And also, too, they have a graphic user interface that's going to be unique to them. Whereas opposed to whenever you get the Raspberry Pi and build your own, you're going to be going through like file, you know, and check it out and then search it. Whereas there is an aesthetic appeal to what you've got. Yeah. So this is definitely different.
And I was going to do it, but a lot of people were like, and I didn't do it for a silly reason. So don't.
So I know what it is. It's like, it's not original anymore. It's not the class. Ah, you're shaking your head. Yes, it's the affirmative.
Well, it's just affirmative. Whenever people are going to buy it later, I'm not saying I'm going to sell it, but if, you know, a lot of people end up wanting it for like $300 or something like that, which they're not, but like if they are, I'm going to want a system that's original and that's already like, it's still... Nicely put together. The box is still nice. I still have the nice box. It's still in my shelf. Nice and tidy. Both of them. The SNES and the NES. And I just want to make sure that it's still like in collector's condition. But of course, I might do it.
What if the big thing is like, oh man, do you have the extra games on there? What do you mean? The ones you could download offline?
We could just do it really quick then, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like...
How would they know? How would they know that you did that if you did it and they just wiped them later?
I don't know, man.
They wouldn't know.
But I might do it just because, you know, I'm never going to sell it. And I'm going to... And it's going to be a cool system to have to just, like, have a bunch on there.
I mean, you got to look at the games, too. I mean, is there really stuff out there that you want? Like, are they selling games that you're familiar with? That, like, oh, man, I remember playing Battletoads. I want to play Battletoads again. Or is it, like... I knew that would be one out there. Or are you going to be downloading... Oh, wow, man, I can't believe I get to play Wheel of Fortune, the game.
I can't believe I get to play...
Casino, NFL the game.
01.
Arena Football. 1994. Yay. Oh, my God.
Actually, there's already a football game on the NES one, so...
Yeah. Is it fun, though?
Yeah, I haven't played it, but people are going to be upset at me that I haven't played it, but I'm not a big sportsman fan.
You didn't want... That's the point, is that there's games on there that you don't appreciate, and there's games out there that you could be playing that you would appreciate. How, you know,
I guess
fun?
The appeal is like having like 100 games on there.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. I mean, you don't want to murder it either, but get the games you want on there at least. Tell me, I know it's like there would be official. Tell me you wouldn't put a Pokemon game on there.
But there's... There's no Pokemon games that I could put on there
that you know.
I don't think I can. It has to be an original NES emulator.
I bet you. I know you could.
I don't think so.
No, you could. And what I could do, I know.
What I want to do is I want to buy a Retron 5.
What if there's a Japanese version of Pokemon Stadium that was made for the NES? Or Super Nintendo. Pokemon Stadium, Super Nintendo.
No,
Super
Pokemon Nintendo. Stadium was for the 64.
That was in America, but they made it originally in Japan. What we know as Pokemon Stadium was actually like Pokemon Stadium 3 by the time it was released in America. Now, it was, I believe, one to two other versions released in Japan.
DFX.
I remember looking it
just
up.
Just in case.
Continue your things, though. What are your other things? Let's talk about the placey things.
Oh, okay. So
what's the
back
area for?
Oh, you didn't get to see it because it was already too late. But the back area has a really cool, like, it has a TV setup so you could like try different games and stuff like that.
Oh.
And then it has a bunch of posters and stuff like that.
They had some pretty cool posters already from what I saw.
Yeah, and it was really dope. It's really cool.
Honestly, the prices on some of the newer games look pretty reasonable.
Yeah, and you know, $30 for a PS4 game or. Super. Even there was like even $20, $25 Switch games there, but
it's a good deal.
None of them I really wanted. So
yeah, I will say the selection on some of them. Well, the selection on the newer games was pretty good. The selection on the older games were weird, but I don't want to call them weak because the weirdness might be the appeal. There was what is it like a and I do keep in mind, a lot of the older games too, it was hard to get good titles on them. There's like one or two standouts. That's what everybody remembers. Everybody remembers, like, you know, the Mortal Kombat, Need for Speed, the original Splinter Cell. I think it actually was one. I'm thinking of Metal Gear, stuff like that. But there was like a ton of other off labels, like movies, games made out of movies. There's a bunch of like hunting, golfing, fishing games even. And then there's like things like before they had the NFL branch, they would have like, you know, sports ball and something. There's one called Captain Comic. And the picture on the game looked really cool. I think it was an NES game, original Nintendo. And I looked at the playthrough and it looks super weak and horrible and lame, but it might have been fun.
Let's take a little break.
Yeah. A
little tiny break. We'll be back, guys. We love you.
And tell me when you're ready. Are we recording?
I'm super recording.
All right. Do you trust the FBI?
Do I trust the FBI?
Overall, do you believe that they investigate things that need investigating so that they could protect the people?
It's going to be mixed reviews on this, but I do think that I do respect and I do trust our government because there's a but. Because?
Tell me.
Because to me, I'm living a better life than a lot of people are outside of the nation.
Agreeable, you know? And understandable.
And it's like, we're happy here. We're able to get jobs. I know it's not as easy for a lot of people. It's not as easy for me right now.
Not as easy for me.
But at least I can go to Whataburger where I work and I can get what?
You can get a...
$9.40 an hour?
That's pretty good. That's almost what I make as a state job, cleaning shit up.
And it's like, that's...
When you go to drop me off, can you take me to Whataburger and use your employee discount to give me something?
Do you want me to?
My mom's hungry. I didn't get my mom anything to eat. She has not eaten all day and she's not well. Oh, okay. But no, that's fine. And honestly, from what I have heard, the Federal Bureau of Investigation of the United States of America is actually, for the most part, a very good agency. They're very professional, if nothing else. I've heard that they have the highest levels of professionalism. There's a bunch of Mormons that work there. You know, that they do. They come in to do their job and they believe in the job that they do. And the Federal Bureau of Investigation went into the study of the case, investigated to the fullest of their ability the Michael Jackson sexual abuse allegations.
Oh.
And they found nothing.
What?
With that would like lead them to believe that he should be charged, or like they looked it up and they found nothing.
How would he be charged?
Huh?
How would he be charged?
Of like, you touch little kids. They didn't find him like touching little kids.
Oh, like while he was still alive?
No, motherfucker. I'm talking about the kid abuse, the child abuse things.
No, but while Michael Jackson was still alive, they said that he didn't?
Of course. Yeah, that's why he wasn't charged. The FBI investigated to see like, hey guys, he was charged or like accused. They investigated it. And they're like, guys, we can't find anything. We've investigated these people. We've talked to witnesses. And
Jehovah's Witnesses?
All of them. Oh, wait, yeah, maybe. Well, you know what? Yes, they did. They did talk to Jehovah's Witnesses. His mother and his family on his mother's side are Jehovah's Witnesses. His children were raised as Jehovah's Witnesses.
What?
After his passing, they were under custody. And I don't think they were raised directly as witnesses with him, but whenever he died and his mother took custody of them, they were raised as witnesses. And I believe from then on, they've kind of strayed, which is like what happens to a lot of witnesses. The more conservative you're raised as religiously, the more you tend to rebel. And I think she might have been dating like Justin Bieber for a while. His daughter, Notebook or River Song, I don't remember.
Is that really what his name? Her name?
Their name things. He has a son named Blanket. For sure. Paris. Her name is Paris. The son's name is Blanket.
Blanket?
Blanket.
What? How did I not know this?
Probably because you're not into Michael Jackson as I was. Great musician, man. Have you ever seen the music video for Thriller?
Seen the music video
for Thriller. It is great. That is the music video that got him disfellowshipped from the Jehovah's Witnesses.
What?
That is the one. Oh, wait. It might have been Billie Jean. Billie Jean? No. Billie Jean got him the warning and... I want to say Thriller got him disfellowshipped. I may be mistaken, though. But because Billie Jean, about not being his lover, they were like, "That you're pushing it, you're pushing it." And then Thriller was full on demonic stuff. And they're like, "Nope, no witnessing for you." But I want to say, too, I think he even got some complaints about his, like, you know, dancing being militaristic.
Yeah.
Militaristic dancing. But yeah, I just thought that was kind of crazy. Back to the subject of
No. I want to keep talking about this. Okay. Because I want to talk about how...
You got some heavy accusations, man.
Yeah. And I want to talk about this music thing.
Oh, definitely, man. Oh, the guy... Here's something interesting. I heard that he had, when speaking off camera, a relatively deep voice. So that means he was a natural... I guess, is this a soprano singer who sings a high pitch?
Mm-hmm.
I believe... And he just kind of kept that tone. And people who knew him in private would ask him, "Why do you speak like that?" And he said, "It's my persona, and it's light, and it's happy." But whenever you talk to him in person, apparently he was a lot more business. And like he said, he seemed like talking to a regular guy.
Have you seen whenever he gets mad at Slash on stage?
I have not seen when he gets mad at Slash.
Yeah. Slash is like going off on guitar. He's like shredding it. And then Michael Jackson gets upset because he's like, he doesn't have the whole stage. Because I think he stops at one point and it's like supposed to be like a quiet moment. And Slash is like,
that's what Slash does.
Yeah.
I went to a concert. He was Guns N' Roses, right?
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses. I don't know. Don't bust my balls about it, man. So I went to a concert and whenever they're doing anything else on stage, like setting up, Slash just continues to riff. He is the guitar god.
He is.
Continued. So yeah, that's par for the course with Slash.
But here's the thing that I always think about. Because I'm a big musician. I love music and I've listened to music all my life.
I'm a musical fan and a musical player.
I've learned so many instruments and I love music.
List them, please.
I learned the guitar. Oh. I learned the bass.
Oh.
I learned to sing.
Ooh.
I learned the saxophone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We need a little test of this someday. Can you play the song to The Simpsons that Lisa plays?
That one little moment, like yeah, 2 seconds?
Could you play it?
I'll try.
Okay. Also, I'm going to send you a link to the saxophone from Lost Boys, and I would like to see if you could play that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's fucking the best saxophone. I've never seen a man make love to music on stage before. And I was like, this is right.
This is right.
Saxophone? Anything?
Okay, else? And then if I could meet any musician and just talk to them for a little bit, any like couple of musicians, I can name a list of 3.
Tell me.
I'd love to meet Michael Jackson.
Solid.
I'd love to meet Prince.
Oh, it's very solid. That guy was a truly musical master.
Genius.
He truly knew all the instruments that were in any of his songs. He could play them all to that caliber. And he was also apparently very knowledgeable. And can I do a quick aside? I don't mean to cut in. I had a story that he had a musical. He would hire people who worked on his who worked with him sort of sporadically. Like once you got a job with him, it wasn't a full job. He pretty much would just call them up and say, "We got a gig, so and so, get over here," and then you know they pay them, right? So this guy who had a job like that was helping set up stage, and they were doing a guitar check, a sound check with the guitar. And it was getting a ton of reverb and like there's just always a sound in it. And the best he could get it, you could still hear a very distinctive kind of metallic squeal in the background. Nothing was working. And he's just, I think he kept saying that the equipment's bad, like the guitar or the wire or something. And the guy's, you know, just doing his own job, watching what's happening. And he sees Prince come out and is like, "What's wrong with the sound?" And the way he, you know, Prince talked like Prince talked on stage.
Yeah.
Prince was the Prince, the musician all the time. He was never formally known as, he was constantly Prince. So apparently he walked up on stage, walked through it, and he asked what the problem was. And he's like, "It does this sound." So Prince got it, and sure enough, it did that sound. Missed with it a little bit, still made that sound. And then he gives the guy the guitar, and he just starts messing with the wires in the back for a little bit, changing things and adjusting the guitar, adjusting the wires, adjusting the amps, right? And then just like lets out a little squeal, whatever, like, you know, his thing. He does it, and it sounds gorgeous. It sounds perfect. He had fixed it in total and tuned it at the same time, and it sounded great now. And he gave everybody's like, wow, amazing. Prince is so amazing. And it looks at the sound tech in the face and goes, you're fired. And you know what? I can't. It sounds like a dick move, but the guy literally could not. You know, he couldn't do what the
his job was.
And the fact that the person who hired you, like if the CEO of whatever company you're working for, and it's a big company, can do your job. If you can't do your job and the CEO can, then that's usually a bad sign for your employment. Yeah. And he was very big on, like, he did concerts all the way up till his death. Mm-hmm. But he'd never advertise them. He would just show up and that day tell people, I'm playing, and people would show up because he was that well known. And he was known for putting on a perfect performance every time, flawlessly. So while another musician might let that pass, and honestly, if I was a guitarist, you know, I might be like, hey, it wasn't working out today. You couldn't figure it out. Treat yourself better. Prince is on another level. So yeah, I agree with you. That's a great musician to meet.
Because like one of the things that always surprised me was there's a bassist. I forgot her name.
That narrows it down a lot by
Nikki
being
Nikki West or something. Yeah, like that
sounds right. Probably Nikki Sticks or something.
And she's really, really good. And she talks about the first time that that because she played for Prince. She was one of the bassists for Prince. And she talks about the moment that he called her and asked if she could play for him. And she was saying that she was playing with her friends and stuff like that. She was just like playing the bass and she was kind of just going off with it. And she left her phone in her car. She went back and she saw that she... No. Someone called and it was a random number. And she was like, oh, whatever. And she just like... And not ended the call, but just like silenced it. And then later on, whenever she was in the car driving back home, she said that person called again. So she answered. She was like, hello? Who is this? And right away, she was like... And he said like, hey, this is Prince. And he called himself Prince.
Oh, yeah, of course. Because he was Prince.
And he said that he wanted her... He wanted to meet her. And that he heard a lot about her. And that he wanted to hear how she would play. So I think he took her... Or, he asked her to go play with his band, right? And she goes and she starts playing with the band. Prince isn't there. She's just playing with the band, right? And I think she said that Prince walked behind her and just like kind of looked at her, and like the rest of the band were kind of laughing and stuff like that.
It was Nick West.
Nick West.
Nikwest.
And
has some cool pictures.
She's very really
interesting
cool.
Hair. And very cool style.
She's basically like, when you think of Prince's bassist, this is like a perfect
she does
example.
Like, yeah, she looks like she'd fit into the band.
Yeah. Continue. So
wow.
Yeah.
Awesome look.
She's really cool. And so she was talking about a, and then she said that she was there and the rest of the band were laughing because Prince was just standing right behind her for a while, and he was just kind of like looking at her play the bass. And then he came in, and I think she played Good Times by Chick. The Good Times.
Ooh, nice.
So, but he kept wanting to play over and over. I think it was a song. Don't correct me if I'm wrong. But he just wanted to keep playing it over and over and over and over and over.
He was known for that. Yeah,
until
you get it. I've heard that.
Yeah.
That he is a truest perfectionist. That if he's making you play over and over again, it's not just to that you've gotten it wrong. It could be that you got it right, but he wants to make sure you can continually get it right.
Yeah, and he just kept saying like play it over and over again. And then finally she said that he grabbed the bass and he was like, here, let me show you. And he said that he just like started slapping it and like pulling the strings so hard, and she said that like she felt like he was literally gonna break the strings with how hard he was playing it, and just
that's
like going off on it,
do.
Right?
Wow.
And like he was just like going off on it and playing it the whole time, the whole song. And she said like, and he said like, here, this is what I need from you. I need that furiousness,
energy. Oh,
yeah, that
yeah.
energy,
that intensity.
In yeah. And she said that like in literally those like 15-20 minute, that little time that he was with her, that this bassist that knew so much about this instrument, he literally just took the bass, started playing it, and gave it back to her and taught her something, you know, like showed her like
he was that good.
Yeah,
that
he was like literally, he knew exactly what he wanted and everything. And it's just, it's insane.
That's beautiful and like amazing. The show, he was truly like a master creator.
Virtuoso.
Yeah.
Virtuoso. And to be able to be around someone like that, I would love to just hear from him. Just like hear his criticism of me, even if he's talking shit about my playing.
Yeah.
Like,
I just you would learn from it.
Yeah, I'd want to learn from it.
When someone that good can say something about it, yeah.
And if there's one singer that I'd want to meet more than anyone, it is a big singer.
It sounds like I feel like I'm in a scene out of Amadeus.
Amadeus.
It's like you're listening to Beethoven talk about you. Like even though he's talking shit, it's beautiful. Just tell me, who's got the voice?
And if I could hear anyone just teach me how to sing, it's Freddie Mercury.
Oh, I was thinking that. Yes.
And like
a million percent.
Just the
how do you hit it? Not just how you hit it. It's not just in the voice with him. It's in the hips. It's in the body. It's in everywhere.
It's like he's literally the perfect
vocalist.
Perfect vocalist that any like even it was a rock band.
And here's the thing too. I'll say it's not just in like I liked his music. It's that and he could hit the notes the way he wanted to hit them whenever he wanted to hit them.
And
that's what makes a master of that of their craft.
It's kind of funny because every one of these big stars has their own like set of stories of how great they were. And I remember for Freddie Mercury, I've heard that like gospel singers, you know how they're able to go so high.
Yeah.
So they practice so much and stuff like that. And one of the top ones met Freddie Mercury. And after he had passed away and stuff, she said that the way he hit every note, that he hit it so perfectly, and he hit every note like he had so much control over his voice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I just wish, I know it's like a God-given gift to him, but I wish I could just learn from him and learn like how he got better and how he was able to keep progressing forward, because that's one of the big things that I have problems with, is that there are points where I stop learning and I can't learn anymore and I don't know what to learn and I just need help.
It
you know?
Could be that maybe you've reached the limit of the techniques that you're trying at, and maybe it's learning different techniques you need that would help you grow on the ones you had. And you know what I've heard? I've heard that teaching other people helps you learn more because it like somehow reinforces your basics. Maybe you should teach me how to sing.
I'll teach you how to play bass.
Teach me how to sing.
Bass.
Oh, would you like? I do have a story about Freddie Mercury. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Supposedly, he had all four of his wisdom teeth grown in and fully out, and it did cause him a lot of pain, but he refused to have them pulled because he felt and believed that it helped his voice, that it helped like it, something about hitting those echoes or those notes. Now, that could be one thing, and another could be that like the anesthesia, I've heard that that can change your voice, or that he was just very worried about anything happening to his mouth and injuring him. But I have for sure heard, I'm not sure like how direct it was from him, but that he was concerned, that he heard basically it gave him a bigger, like the way his jaw was, it helped the whole shape of his mouth.
Yeah, of
course. Maybe he just had that perfect jaw and mouth.
He literally did. That's how why his shit is so beautiful.
Could you I don't know. Is there a high note you could hit or a low? Could you give us like a range of some of music, a part you can sing?
Maybe not today.
Could you do the, was it, how does it go? Do, re, mi. I thought it was do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, di, do. Are you supposed to hit those notes differently?
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, di, do.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, di, da. Like that?
Yeah. Perfect.
Nice. Ooh, that looks pretty on the little sound wave we're watching.
Yeah, it does. You know what else looks pretty too?
Why don't you tell me?
You.
Oh!
And I think we should end it on that. On Instagram, you can find me at joe_ri1. And just know that you guys can find us, you know, both so many places, so many platforms.
How often do we check our Gmail? We haven't checked them. We should check it right now. We'll check it right now. But if you do want to contact us on Gmail, find us at biggerthumbsup@gmail. That's BIGGER.
Yes.
THUM.
Has that hard ER at the end.
Hard ones.
Bigger thumbs up.
Contact us, of course. We do also have a video on YouTube. We tend to stick a little bit more towards gaming stuff there, but in conjunction with thumbs up, we should have I'll be possibly putting out some new content separately, but in conjunction with Joe Ree over here on the side. You guys might be interested in that. Let us know. Also, just in general, contact us. Let us know what else you want to hear us talk about.